Peace. You know what I'm saying? So we will be doing some interesting stuff. We got some good stuff that we're going to be covering. And we got some things that I wanted to talk about that I didn't get to talk about. We got some new topics. It's just going to be an incredible Hake Report, if the Lord is willing, right? And then right after the Hake Report is Joel Friday TV podcast with Joel Friday. So I will be there as well. So you get 3 hours of me today. 3 hours of me today. For those that don't want to hear me talk that long, I'm sorry. You got to deal with it. But then after Joel Friday TV, we have the American Anchor Baby coming in. And he's going to be talking about some amazing stuff. So you guys don't want to miss. And an amazing JLP show as well this morning. Great calls. It was just a great show. Terry Strain says, you got this, Joel. Shout out to Terry. Thank you, Terry. Appreciate it. But yeah, amazing JLP show this morning. Yeah, there was this part he was talking about this relationship. You guys know I love to talk about the relationships. You know, the love doctor, Joel Friday. But this guy was calling in and saying that he wanted to save his woman and like influence her and help her, right? But JLP made an incredible point from God within. And he said that he doesn't want to save the woman for God. He wants to save the woman for himself. That's so deep. Because I've been there before. And it's we think this holy righteousness of wanting to help others. It's just not real. You want to help others because you want to help yourself, because those others are serving you. They're serving your ego. They're serving your feelings. They're serving your desires. So you want to save them so you can feel good about it. And it's so true. It's a big old setup. But anyway, the Hake Report. Amazing stuff. So usually just James talks right here, right? But what's up, chat? Shout out to the chat. We got some good stuff coming to you guys today. Make sure you tell your peoples about the Hake Report. And they tune in and all that good stuff, right? But everything looks like it's sounding good. It's looking good. No problems that I know of at this point. Is audio sounding good out there? Audio sounding good. Are we good on the stream here? Just want to make sure everything's A-okay. Okay, perfect. So without further ado, let's get on with the show!
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la la la. Oh, it's the Hake Report, the Hake Report, la la la.
Hey guys! This is the Hake Report. I am Joel Friday TV filling in for James Hake on the Hake Report. I got to give James credit again because that scream, this is your vocal cords in. Like, I almost lost my voice trying to do that. But I have to do it every single time I come up. It is not a Hake Report show if you do not do the scream. It don't matter if you can do it. It don't matter if you sound good doing it or not. If you don't do it, you're a fraud. So that's what I felt like I had to do it. Probably not as good as James, but it had to happen. But anyway, let's get to it. I wanted to clear some things up, okay? Because we had Joe from Phoenix call in, and we had Tony from California call in, and they were talking their mess. And Joe was coming up with this, like, these crazy allegations and, like, crazy, like, false stats. Not stats, but false, like, accusations about Trump. And even though I didn't know the evidence of these things, I could just kind of tell that Joe's lying. And something just seemed off about what he was saying. And so I couldn't really, like, combat him with the actual evidence of these things, right? Like, the receipts of these accusations on Trump and all that stuff. But I was able to just go based off of what I believe to see his character is. You can just pass through. James just let me do it all the time. So, but I was able to just see that, like, read the character of Trump and able to just speak on that, which is more important to me. Not just to me, it is more important to God. And, but it's nice to also have the receipts. So I got some receipts. Shout out to James Hake because he provided the receipts. So let me show you guys real quick. This is for Joe and everybody else. They're like Joe and Joe's peoples and Tony. This is from Fox News. I have them in the folders on, if you could pull them up. Just so people know that I'm not just making it up. Because, you know, that's what they're going to say. He just read that off. That's not real. Oh, we're going to show you the photos. I have them named 1 through 4. And you can put up 1 right now with my photo on the side if you can. And I'm going to read these for the folks at home. Let me know when you got them. So what this is... it has to do with Trump's accusation on, you know, the rape thing and the legal battle that's going on behind the scenes with that whole thing. And I believe that Joe from Phoenix was saying that he was accused. I mean, he was, I guess he was saying convicted. Am I wrong about that? He was saying, like, convicted of rape, and that is true. Joe is basically saying that these accusations against Trump are true, and that the judge, the court, ruled it to be true. And it just seemed weird. It is off. For one, any logical person will see that if that was the ruling, Trump would not be able to be in the position that he is now. And for two, it's just wild crazy accusations. And what I noticed is that people like to go off of things in the past, and they like to bring up stuff in the past and stuff that people already are talking about, so that way everybody will rally up with them, but not anything about what he's actually doing now and who he actually is, but stuff that he's been accused of in the past, like little blemishes, so that way they can just try to bring him down for that. But anyway, this is from Fox News, ABC News. George Stephanopoulos inaccurately said Trump was found liable for rape 10 times. Legal gurus say. Let's go to the second one. This is from Fox News. Washington Examiner chief political correspondent Byron York says the jury specifically found Trump not liable for rape. Uh-huh, Joe. Jury specifically found Trump not liable for rape. Let's go to the third one. Now, it did find him liable for sexual abuse, so this is not exoneration. It says the court asked the jury, do you think Ms. Carroll proved to be preponderance of the evidence that Donald Trump raped her. And they said, no, not liable for rape, but was liable for sexual abuse and defamation in 2023. Right? So he was not convicted of rape. And then this last one here goes, carefully, you'll see that the judge is deducing that this is what the jury must have thought, he said. But the fact is, the jury was asked a question. Did Miss Carroll prove that Trump was raped? And they said, no, there's no proof that she was raped. One of the reasons is that this is such a big deal is that in some corners of the Democratic Party, it is very, very important for them to be able to say that Donald Trump is a rapist. He said nothing. He said, noting that Trump's critics often label him as a rapist as if it were a fact. That's so true. That is so true. You can cut back to me. Because this is what they do to decent people. This is what they do to children of God. This is what they have to do. They have to get the world to rally around you and against you to bring you down. And then they'll find anything possible, right? And what they'll do is they'll name you as that. So that way it makes your name look, they'll try to spit on your name. And they'll try to bring you down. And that's exactly what they tend to do with all people. Jesus, he was blasphemous. He was a murderer. He was a sorcerer. He was evil. He was a demon. They have to do all these accusations. And they're really like silly stuff. They still talk about Trump's comment about grabbing the thing. If I were Trump, I would have said, yeah, I said it. And that was how many years ago? And I'm allowed to say what I want to say in the company, in my own privacy with my friends. I said, what's your problem? What's your point? Right? And then all the crazy people, the lost people, the deceived people, the liberals are trying to pretend like that's a big deal. And everybody else in the world is following it as if it's a big deal. Yeah, that is kind of weird. He did say that. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard anybody ever make a big deal about. That he said that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so silly. But they're still using that. And now they're using this rape accusation thing. How come nobody can see that? Why are they starting to just all use this stuff now instead of, like, when everybody in the black community, everybody in the world loved and adored Donald Trump? They never put these accusations against him then. Why not? When he was this TV mogul and this author and this businessman that everybody loved and all the rappers wanted to talk about and be like, how come there was no rape accusations then? How come there was no grabbing by this and that then? Because they hate, they don't want no good to come from anything. Nobody wants to be take accountability. Nobody wants to take responsibility for their lives. Nobody wants to do the right thing because the right thing means you got to look in the mirror and face your own self. And that's why they don't want to do it. So they got to bring them down, because if they bring Trump down, then they don't have to come up. They can be miserable. And they don't want the truth to get out because they want to be miserable. It's evil. And you don't got to know much about politics to know that. You just got to have your eyes open. You just got to be aware and watch and see what's going on. They're doing the same thing that they did to Trump that they did to Jesus. And then the haters at the same time will be like, well, you can't compare him to Jesus. And that's another thing Satan uses. That's another thing Satan will use right now when you're comparing him to Jesus. And that's another silly talking point. They're treating a decent man just like they treated Jesus, because their hearts are wicked and they just want to bring him down. They don't want, people say that they want order and they want peace, but they're lying. Most people don't want order or peace. It wants chaos and destruction because it gets them through the day. It gives them like a high. It gives them like a rush. And they like the high and the rush. They don't like silence. They don't like peace. So they lie and say that they want peace. But if we're not watching ourselves, we won't be able to recognize it within. We won't be able to see it. And we won't be able to recognize it. So that's why we can't overreact to the world. We got to focus on ourselves. And that's the only way we can overcome. So, thank you, Joe. And Tony. What you got to say? Nah. I'm going to get to a call about this really quick, but I have Sean that's in here. Sean's in the studio, and Sean has some things that he wants to talk about and he wants to get into that I think that'll be good. So we're going to get into that soon. But let me get to a call real quick regarding the whole Trump accusation. Let me go to Maze. Maze out of Dayton, Ohio. Welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Joel.
How's it going, Maze?
Oh, marvelous as always. Well, I call, and you say how black people feel about Trump when he was a Democrat.
Right.
I don't feel no different than I was about Trump than I did when he was a Democrat, now that he's a Republican, because they're two of the same token. But what I do know, if Trump is innocent, why do he keep going to the courts? Why don't you just go on to the courts and let it flow and whatever happens, happens, and stop running?
What do you mean?
Like, he putting blocks and obstacles in the way of him going to court to see if he did anything or if he didn't do anything.
What? How is he putting blocks and obstacles in the way? How do you do
that?
Because
every time somebody get ready to do something, he filing a case. Now things sitting in the Supreme Court.
So he shouldn't. So he shouldn't appeal it.
An innocent person don't do that.
So he should.
Innocent people go on and take whatever they got to take.
So innocent people don't fight for what they're being accused of. Innocent people
don't fight what they've been accused for. If you're a strong man and
appeal. No, because these people, as we see, these people try to lie and they try to bash you and they try to lie on you and they try to make up all these rules that don't exist. So if you don't do anything, then you'll end up sitting in there looking silly. So Trump is just...
No, you're looking silly. The public thing you do, you look guilty because you're running from what you're accused of. If you didn't do nothing, why not come on out and show people that you didn't do nothing? And then they'll have other people. I mean, I'm giving my opinion because everybody don't have the same opinion.
There's a time, Maze.
You got our Fox TV? All they do is turn around and hate people just because you don't agree with what 45 is doing and did. So if he was like God, he wouldn't have cheated on his wife.
But how did you just made that? Wait, hold on. Right now, you just made a claim. You just put a claim out in the world that you don't even know to be true or not. And where'd you even get that from?
Oh, you go, but you can find some news to tell you that.
So
Stormy Daniels, for one.
Okay,
why was he paying her money?
There's no evidence that that's even true. So why are you believing that it's true?
That's your problem. You don't want to see him.
No, it's not about not seeing the evidence. Because I'm not against it. No, you didn't even let me finish.
Can I finish getting my opinion then? Okay, go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay, let me finish and I'll let you finish. Is that there's no evidence that that's true. And I'm not against it whether he did or, like, I'm not saying, like, for example, let's just say if Trump did it. It doesn't matter to me whether he is guilty of that or not. Because if he was, then you deal with it then that way. So I'm not for whether he's doing it or not, and that's not going to make or break what I believe about Trump. What I'm saying is that what you're doing is that you don't know that to be true, but you're believing it like it's true, and you're speaking on it like it's true. And here's the thing is that that's evil.
I want you to prove me wrong. That's what I want you to do. Prove me wrong.
You can't even prove that it's right.
Tommy Daniels, for what reason?
You can't even prove that it's right, though.
No, you're not proving it is wrong.
But I'm not sitting up here saying.
I'm going about what his wife for 10 years that went to prison for him.
I'm not saying that he's innocent. You not one time heard me say, "Oh, Trump never did these things." I never said that. You're saying, oh, Trump did them. You and Joe and all those things, you're making these accusations as if they're facts.
And that's evil. He's this and that. I said, no, he cheated on his wife.
You don't know that to be true. How could you?
Bill Clinton cheated on his wife.
Okay, so, we could just say that. We could just say Maze is currently in an open relationship. We could just say Maze has multiple husbands and her husband has multiple wives. We could just make up things.
Why would I ask you a question, not multiple. I asked you, did Bill Clinton cheat on Hillary?
What does that have to do with Trump?
And the truth came out, and what did people do?
Right, okay, the truth came out. How the truth came
out
with Trump?
The truth stands by itself. A lie carries.
Okay, but has the truth came out with Trump? Has the truth came out with Trump? Is there receipts?
Did he have to pay Monica any money to be quiet?
But that still doesn't prove anything, Mace. That still doesn't prove anything.
I'm saying, who you comparing him to? And, like, what makes me so, I mean, that trips me out is these holier-than-thou people supposed to be Christian wearing crosses around their neck and the biggest heathens I ever seen in my life.
Okay,
had nothing to do with Christ, and they use him as a crutch. And y'all should stop using him and his name as a crutch to make you look like you're good.
There are people who are.
That's how I admire
people. There are people who are wolves.
I was a different, just like I say.
There are people who are wolves in sheep's clothing. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But do you understand that? Will you admit that you assuming that Trump is a cheater and assuming these things when you don't have evidence? How are you? How could you even make the claim that you're not assuming?
I'm not assuming.
You said what?
He's in trial for being with her.
But how could you even make the claim that you're not assuming when you have no proof? What proof do you have?
I want you to prove me wrong.
Prove me right.
Why didn't he write a check to her? And I'm saying, and he can prove the people wrong by going to court and stop trying to fight court. Instead of going up to the people that are trying to send him through the court system, he fighting them and act like they did something.
Writing a check still
and
doesn't
even... right along with it.
Okay, let me...
But if it was you, would you want that same...
Let me entertain your point. Writing a check still doesn't prove anything.
Writing a check still doesn't prove anything. Approve that. He wrote the check for him. And when the Stormy Daniels, his wife was in the hospital having a baby at the time. See, I don't let people use my brand. And when it comes to Trump always been doing different things. Before he even thought about becoming president, I ain't never looked at him as no person that was greater than God.
Nobody should. Nobody should. Nobody.
No,
but that's another accusation. I don't look greater than God.
Said it.
No, I did. What did I say?
You saying comparing him that he's being crucified like God or somebody?
I didn't even say crucified for one, but he's being ridiculed just like they ridiculed Jesus.
Well, you
that's
get ridiculed
true.
Too.
Right, and exactly.
I accuse you of something. Don't you want to be?
But that doesn't mean
that
I never said that. That makes him like God, and you're that's another. What you do, and a lot of women do this, is that you like to judge, and you like to jump to conclusions because it makes you feel I don't know maybe righteous or whatever.
No, it don't make me feel righteous. It's just like the truth.
But you're
it's like this.
But
every
how
woman
you?
Has right on this earth like you. So if you don't respect it, you don't care about it. You think does she care?
So could
so
you be
had
wrong?
To come to a woman to get here.
Could you
man.
Be wrong? Could you be wrong that Trump cheated on his wife?
Excuse me.
Could you be wrong that Trump cheated on his
wrong.
Wife?
No, I couldn't be wrong.
How do you know this for a fact?
Evidently, Stormy Daniels.
No, but because she paid.
And probably
he paid
for
her? Because he paid
and
her.
And one of his wives. Excuse me.
Because he paid her. That showed that gives evidence that.
No, that didn't give evidence. He had three wives. So in other words, something went wrong to have three wives when you should have one.
So that's another. So just because he had three wives, that automatically means. Just because he had three wives, that automatically means that he cheated on Ivanka.
Well, yes, he cheated on her. But that had nothing to do with him running for president, which has what I'm trying to say is you're trying to make him look like he's something greater. But what he's accused of, why don't you stand up and be a man and face?
Because
face
maybe. Because if he's
let
done,
see if it's true or
okay,
false.
Well, then if he's done that, then he has
well,
to be honest with himself. If he's done that, I agree, he has to be honest with himself. But he also don't owe Maze an explanation. He don't owe nobody an explanation.
So if you're running for president, you owe somebody an explanation.
Well, then maybe if he's
you
not doing it.
You like the Hennepin, going down the road screaming and hollering, trying to defend something that you know is not right.
Well, Maze, maybe if he's
now,
not saying it, did you ever think that maybe if he's not saying it, maybe he didn't do it? You ever think
well,
about that?
You're right.
Everything about that. Maybe he's an honest
if
man.
He's in the court, why don't you just go in the court and prove that he didn't do it? That's what I want to know.
He don't got time to be playing. You know, time to be entertaining people like you and Joe.
He's been three years running around here screaming and hollering, going and trying to make things seem like it didn't happen.
No, he's fighting to try to clear his name because they're trying to bash him and drag him through the dirt when he's trying to do the right thing.
Did he pay his taxes or did he not pay his taxes?
I don't know.
What would happen to Joe if he didn't pay his taxes?
Do you know?
Yes, because that was before he became president, too.
And how do you know that him not paying, if he's not paying that? I don't know about the taxes thing.
And they got to do Let me tell people real quick. You never knew his taxes. After you still don't know. We know now that he wasn't paying.
Let me tell people real quick. I don't know anything about the tax thing.
I know you don't
but
know
how
anything.
Do you
so
know,
how are you going to comment on something that you don't know
because
about?
Because, like me, I don't comment on things I don't know and jump to accusation and assumptions
somebody,
like you do, Maze. You're jumping to
you
this accusation
know what doing and, what
and assumptions,
doing.
And you don't know what it is to be a guy who has money like him, who knows how to...
You don't even know if he got money or not. All Trump did was put his name on buildings, and they wouldn't belong to him.
Fair, but you still don't know that he's
know
cheating the taxes. Back. You still don't know if he's cheating the taxes or not.
Why
you still don't know how it works.
He just paid it back because they just came up with some story to tell.
Lord have mercy,
man. Get out of denial, Joel. And get out of the Jesus Christ stuff. And be for real. And be for real with yourself.
That is real.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm going to say...
Some of the people, some of the time, but some you can't fool at all.
Lord have mercy.
Like I said, Bill cheated on his wife. They had a fit about that, so Trump's cheating on his. So admit that he did, but he's running for president, and he's blocking his way, blocking things to keep people from knowing what he really did.
All right, well, the truth
if he's a man and he thinks some people need to vote for
truth,
him, he need to come truth, on out and go to court and let the world see what he did.
The truth if shall come to light.
What's
and let
wrong
it
with
come
that?
To light, and until then, you're wrong for making accusations.
I mean, that's what's wrong
let
with
the
it.
Truth. Let the truth reveal itself, and until then, the truth will also reveal that Maze has jumped to conclusions and making accusations that she doesn't know to be true. But I gotta run.
What's wrong with it?
I gotta run, Maze, because I got other stuff to do.
Is this an answer question? Would it hurt you too bad to answer?
What question?
Why is he running? Why don't he just come on out and do what he needs to do in the courts?
Maybe he's not running. Maybe him not speaking up is him showing that he didn't do it. What I'm saying. You already have it in your mind that he's done it.
I didn't come from the WrestleMania crowd. Those people fall and think wrestling is real and it's not. So you have a good one.
All right. Bye.
A real good one. But take the cross off and all that stuff, okay? Have a good one.
All right, babe. Bye. What the... Oh man. Okay. All the calls want to go in and talk about that. Listen here, call. Hold on 1 second. Maze done got everybody wild up. I know. Maze got everybody going crazy. Give me a second. I'm gonna get back to the calls. But I have Sean in here. And I want Sean to be able to say a few things that, a few topics that he's been wanting to get into. Let me see. He's already on. Right on. Hey, Sean.
Hey, man.
Morning. How's it going?
That was a trip. That was trippy.
Oh, my God. I know you wanted to get in there.
Yeah.
Do you have any comments to say to Maze?
I mean, the whole point of these lawsuits is to bleed him dry for the election. It's
exactly.
Election interference. It's not, it has nothing to do with the case or the facts or anything like that.
Right.
And as far as the E. Jean Carroll, just some quick things. This is from Breitbart. So it's not me saying this. This is Breitbart. Some
nice.
Some 15 facts about the E. Jean Carroll allegations. According to Breitbart, Bergdorf Goodman... The place where she alleges this happened.
Oh yeah,
has no surveillance video of the incident. Number two, there are zero witnesses of the alleged attack.
Nice.
Number three, she first came forward with the allegations while promoting her book. Number four, she was unable to remember when this alleged attack even occurred. She's jumped years, originally beginning with 1994, then moving to 1995, and even floating to 1996. She cannot remember the season in which the attack occurred. Number five, according to Breitbart, the Donna Karen Blazer dress she claims to have worn during the incident was not available at the time of her claims. She never came forward with these allegations, despite being constantly open about sexuality, posting things that were very sexual in nature. I don't know if that really means anything. Right. But eight or ten facts later, they say she was financially backed by anti-Trump Democrat mega donors. And lastly, where was the good one? Oh, yeah, she had that famous interview with, what's that guy's name? I don't know, the guy on CNN.
Don Lemon?
No, Anderson Cooper.
Oh, okay.
And she said, according to Breitbart, most people think of rape as sexy.
Oh, yeah.
You ever see that?
Crazy, oh, right? That? Oh, okay. Oh, my God. For
Also, doesn't necessarily mean anything for the case, but still. Yeah. If you really look into the details of the case, it's ridiculous.
For one, after reading that, and that's based off of Breitbart, right? All that's from Breitbart. How is there even a case after all those things? You know what I mean? How is there even, like, what is even left for them to even allow this? It should be criminal to even allow them to even make this a thing.
Right. They allegedly reversed a whole statute of limitations thing because this happened, what, 30-something years ago?
Insane.
Why did she not bring this up before he's running for president? It's just clear that every single one of the cases is meant to bleed him dry, bleed his money dry. It's, you know.
My last thing is that anything that happens 30 years ago, like, it should be gone, deleted, because of the fact that a person, it should be evident right there that a person wants to now do it. Why? What's the reason?
Yeah.
It took you 30 years to think about it.
Right.
It took you 30 years to realize that, oh, I don't want, this is no, I can't handle this.
Yeah.
Like, it's agenda driven.
Of course.
And do you feel like, in your opinion, what do you think about people like Maze who don't know something to be completely true, but they jump on it and treat it as if it's factual?
I mean, that's why we have the silent prayer. Slow you down so that the truth can catch up to you. You know, right. I wonder if she's ever tried it, or if she even knows about it, or if she would consider it. Because I imagine Maze sitting in a room quietly by herself, and I imagine it not going well.
It's unfortunate because Maze sat up here on the phone and made the assumption that she doesn't know to be true. Fact. Yeah. She doesn't know that Trump cheated. And whether it's true or not, only Trump knows, and God and Melania. Or did I call her Ivanka, but it was Melania, right? Melania.
My family has a cat named Melania.
Really?
Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
Nobody knows the truth or the evidence, but how does a person out of their mouth confidently act as if it's true? And the only conclusion I can come up with is that as a judgmental person, they want the person to be guilty, and they don't like to wait for the trial to have its day. They don't like to wait for the truth to come to the light. They want to hate.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it sounds like Maze is doing. And that's sad, Maze, because you have like a good attitude when you call in. But to know that you're just straight up making this assumption that you don't know to be true and you're not backing down from it, that's wicked.
Feels good, though. Feels good to hate.
It feels good.
Feels good to pretend that you're right.
Exactly.
And she's always, you know, jumping over your sentences.
Right, you know, right. Can't let you get it.
Yeah. Even if, you know, you speaking the truth is too much. She too much.
Too much.
We got to talk over that. We can't allow that.
What a mess. Come on, Maze. Do the silent prayer, Maze. Do the silent prayer. Try it once so it can save your life. Anyway.
Yeah.
I know you
if
got
you
some stuff.
Were on death row and you had an execution scheduled, what would be your last meal?
Oh, shoot.
I feel like that's the ultimate, like, Joel question.
Oh, my last meal. Okay. There's this place in Hollywood. I don't know if I can say the name. Can I promote it on James' show? No, I won't say it. And they make this like chicken sandwich.
I think I've heard of this place.
Yeah,
it's like the best in LA.
Oh
right?
My,
yeah,
gosh.
I've never been there, but I heard about it.
And it's fairly priced too. And they make this chicken sandwich. That's the I would just have the sandwich, no fries, just the sandwich. That's
wow.
One thing. And then I will go to this place in Azusa called Grand Burger.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shoot.
Uh-oh.
But anyway, and they have these chili cheese fries that I grew up eating.
Yeah.
The best there is. Better than all the other places. I would get that, and then I would have 2 maple bars and 12 donut holes in an orange juice. And
wow.
I'm in heaven.
And an orange juice?
And an orange juice, and then it's a wrap. That's
pulp,
it.
Pulp or no pulp?
Oh. If it's my last one... I'm going no pulp.
No pulp.
I'm going spoiled with no pulp.
Wow. That's surprising. I wouldn't have expected any of that. That's crazy.
What would you do?
I would do like buffalo wings, like pub bar,
shoot.
Like the best pub bar buffalo wings I could find.
Yeah.
And a Guinness, you know, a beer.
Oh, you know, wrong.
And then I'd also have like a pepperoni, slice of pepperoni pizza and like some Coke. You know.
From where? Is there a specific? Well, you don't got to say where, but like...
There's a family-owned place in New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
That's near my house, and they do thin crust, like well done.
Ooh. Nice. No pastry and no dessert?
No. I'm a big fan of chocolate-covered strawberries.
Oh, yeah.
Delicacy. Delicacy. And my favorite candy are those little, I think they're called cowtails. They're like little caramel with a little white cream on the inside.
Cowtail? I never heard of it.
You would recognize it.
It's a caramel thing?
Yeah. Cowtails.
Yeah, I do. I like chocolate covered anything really, but chocolate covered pretzels. Oh my God. Or they have this chocolate covered acai type of little... almond-sized things,
yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, you've seen those, right?
Okay, I've seen those. Common. Yeah, nice. The guilty pleasures.
Get into the deeper stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. So, last week's biblical question, or not? No, not last week's. I think it was the week before. Do you know God? Who is God?
Sorry, Zorek says to your question really quick. He says, "Yo, those are my favorite too." So the other people, a lot of people must know about those. I've never heard of them. I've seen them.
Someone said Sean the Last Meal is gross.
Pub wings. I didn't pub wings. I never thought that.
Yeah.
The pubs are the ones that have the real deal.
That's honestly, if it was one thing, it'd be like buffalo wings, well done with a nice Guinness.
You like, you ever been to Buffalo Wild Wings?
Of course. B-dubs.
Mango habanero, you ever had?
Of course.
Oh my, that's my go-to every time I go. It's buffalo and mango habanero, or mango habanero and Asian zing. Oh my gosh.
You do boneless or?
I do boneless. People get on me for that. To me, the bone is probably... It tastes more real.
Yeah.
I won't lie. It tastes more real. But I feel like it's less meat.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean?
It is, but it's in the experience. And the flats,
yeah.
The flats taste different than the drums.
Yeah, yeah.
They have a more tender taste.
I don't dislike them, but yeah. I got, if that's one beta thing I'm holding on to, that one's staying. Boneless meat. Well, go ahead. You're about to.
The biblical question, Les. Do you know God? Who is God?
Oh, yeah.
Deep question.
Yeah.
I said in church and in other places, I said, yes, I do. I said, he is either the Father or the Creator. And I wonder if that's like a Southern Baptist thing to refer to God as the Father. I feel like you don't see a lot of denominations referring to God as the Father. You know,
you rarely hear it.
Right?
Yeah.
And I feel like it's really important to say father.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just the thing you throw away. Yeah. It's like it brings into the, you know, your mind the whole order.
Yeah.
And everything.
That's interesting. But go ahead.
But the I said that, yeah, I do, because, you know, things have been revealed to me from within over the years. And I know that they didn't come from me. They didn't come from outside of me. And they didn't come from me. They didn't come from the ego.
Right.
Because a lot of these things that have been revealed to me were in times where things really weren't going my way.
Yeah.
You know? Most of the really deep truths that I've been able to see clearly have been at times where things really weren't going my way.
Right,
like,
right,
everything
right.
was falling apart. Right. So how could it have come from exactly. me in those moments?
You weren't, like, trying to see for it or try to make it up.
Yeah, all I wanted to do was complain that it wasn't going my way and say, why is this happening to me? But then something else occurs that's, like, higher.
Yeah.
You know, something else occurs to me, like, oh, this is what's really going on here, despite how you feel about it.
Right.
Despite the fact that things haven't been going your way.
Right.
So, yeah, I would just say, and I think I would still stick by that, which is that I know them because things have been revealed to me, and I know that they didn't come from me.
Yeah, and you recognize it for what it is. I think it's interesting, too, is that, like, the Baptist thing, the father.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I grew up in a very, like, white Christian church, and their thing is they overemphasize Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, everything is about, like, Jesus,
right.
Jesus. And, like, do you have a relationship with Jesus? Like, Jesus is my savior. Like, everything is so, like, watered down Jesus.
Right.
So everybody has their own different things, but it doesn't matter. I realize that it doesn't matter unless you really know what it means. You know what I mean? Because
it feels good.
It feels good to say it, but I grew up in the white church not knowing what even who Jesus really was.
Yeah.
I heard it so much, but I never, like, understood his thing. And I realized growing up that it's interesting how they could say it 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times.
Right.
But when I was an adult, I had no idea what that even meant. So it's just,
a lot of times it makes it worse the more times you say it.
Exactly.
But the lady in church yesterday that came for the first time was like, I wish we were talking more about Jesus. I want to hear more about Jesus and Jesus' love for us.
Yeah.
She actually said that.
You know? And that's taught, though. That's taught. It's like, even to have those sayings, like, Jesus died for our sins. Like, what does that mean? You know, like, people don't really know what it means.
Yeah. And so, it's better. I think it's, I don't know. You could say it's better not to know what it means.
Right.
Or not to even think about it.
Right.
You know?
And not to pretend like you know. Yeah. But it's the whole father thing. And I like the idea of knowing that the father is the father within, like you're saying, opposed to anything else, because it's just like an acknowledgement of the father within, opposed to saying all these other things. But
yeah, it makes me think about athletes who believe in God. I think about, like, Mariano Rivera. Is that his name? Mariano Rivera, the closer for the Yankees? He was, like, you know, best closer for the Yankees of all time. He would come in with one or two innings left and just, you know, throw absolute fire and just, you know, win the game, which is a high pressure in World Series, like, high pressure situations. Well known to be, you know, religious. He wore the cross. He prayed before he, you know, went on thing. And I think I've said this on the show before, but, like, the word genius used to mean something different. People would say that you have genius. They wouldn't say that you are a genius. So they thought that genius was something that, like, lived in the walls and would, like, visit you if you were spiritually ready for it to visit you. So it completely took away the whole ego of it. Like, I'm a genius.
Yeah.
You have genius
at
that moment, you know?
Yeah.
So athletes, I mean, some of the best in every sport believe they're in a higher power, so that when they're on the mound or they're on the golf course, they know it's not them doing it.
Yeah, you know. That is
this guy Scottie Scheffler in golf. He's number one in the world right now. He's unbelievably good. Like, he's unbelievably good. He talks about Jesus and God all the time.
Yeah.
But he also talks about how it doesn't matter if he wins or loses. He's going to be the same person when he goes home. You know.
That's a good point.
And in those high stakes moments. Yeah. You know, like Game 7, whatever, yeah. last shot, Ray Allen,
yeah,
Miami
yeah,
Heat.
Yeah.
Like, you have to know, like, you have to not be there.
You know,
you have to not be there, you
what,
know?
What's so crazy about what you're saying is that I grew up playing sports, and I used to enjoy baseball a lot. But when I was little, it was never what I wanted to do. It was just fun for me. So I was always really good at it, and the coaches were like, would tell my mom, like, put him in it, like, let him take it serious. But I always tell my mom, no, I don't want to take it serious. It's just fun. But because I didn't care about it
yeah.
is why I was so good.
Yeah.
Because there was no pressure. It was right. just fun for me. So I think that the secret of it is to not have an attachment to it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And when you have no attachment to it, you can see clearly on how to, and that's the best way to be conscious about it. Is
sports or no sports.
It's right.
The best way to,
right.
best way to go about right. it, you know?
And it's hard to, especially when you like, see, that whole idea of passion was a setup too, because it makes you want to get all caught up and make it important and all the things. But when I used to, even when I was doing the dance stuff, I would take it so serious because I wanted it so bad, and it never worked. Mm. It never worked. I was always blocked. But
wow.
when you don't care and you let it go, it seems like what you're talking about with some of these people is even acknowledging that the genius is not of you. Like, yeah. well, that's still a separation.
Right.
And I always wanted to just identify with being good. I wanted to say, I'm good and I'm better than other people. And that's why I could never get it.
Yeah.
Because it was just like this weird thing. So not caring seems like that's the way to go.
Yep. How can we know the dancer from the dance?
Right. Let me see what the chat is saying. Getting the DMs at one. Linian Chin says, genius indeed means at one with the will of God. That is the core essence of the word. Genius is the person whose actions flow in the synergy or emergent resonance or flow state in psychology.
Yeah, that's kind of relates.
I'm glad you understand what you said.
It kind of relates to what I was saying in church about being conscious, doing everyday activities and walking through doors and driving your car.
Yeah.
Like if you're driving your car from A to B, the only important things in that drive are not crashing, not getting a ticket, not falling asleep, you know, like
right.
anything else really you're thinking about
yeah.
in the future or the past has nothing to do with what you're doing. If you're walking through a doorway, you know, in the morning, at night, focusing on things that don't matter has no, there has to be like a purpose
right.
to the things that you're
right, right,
aware
right,
of.
Right, right.
And that purpose sort of just occurs to you in the moment. It's not something
exactly.
you can plan out.
Yeah.
You know? So when I'm, you know, leaving work every day and I'm being conscious of myself walking through the door.
Yeah.
I'm not like looking at the paint on the door.
Right, right.
I'm not
right.
looking at the doorknob.
Yeah.
There's one thing that's most important in that moment.
Yeah.
Walking outside to my car is, you
yeah.
know, who's around me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is there a 6'4", 200-pound homeless
yeah,
guy five
yeah.
feet from me?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
That's the only thing I'm thinking about, because that's the only thing worth thinking about.
Right.
You know? I'm not thinking about where I'm going to be in 5 minutes when I get back to, you know.
Yeah, and you're not even trying to be aware. A lot of the time, I think you have mentioned in church, a lot of the time, it's not about what you can be aware of, but it's more so about recognizing that you're unaware.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you're unconscious.
Yeah.
Because if you try to be conscious in a moment and say, like you had said, like, let me look at the cup.
Yeah.
Let me look at the cup
right.
so I'm out of my head. But, like, what that is just, like, you, like a false intentional presence thing.
Yeah.
Instead of just recognizing that you're in your head and then let whatever else comes from that be.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, naming it doesn't help.
Right, right,
going around
right.
naming things doesn't help because it just distracts you from looking
right,
the other
right.
way.
Exactly.
Literally the opposite way,
right.
you know? And also that you know, reminds me of the whole all words are lies kind of thing. You
yeah.
know, like, yeah, you could call it a cup, but is it really? Cup is just the word.
But it is interesting how, like, I could see that, like, and I totally understand, because somebody said that in church. They were like, oh, well, do I look at the cup? Because there's this, like, idea that you want to just be done. You want to be free. You want to be like in the moment, right? But it's like there's still like a Satan aspect of you wanting to be in the moment so bad that still keeps you unconscious.
Of course.
Looking at the cup is unconscious.
Wanting to be in the moment, trying to be in the moment, trying to be present is like putting out a fire with gasoline.
Right,
like
right.
You can't try. Yeah. It either comes to you or it doesn't.
Or it doesn't happen, yeah.
And you either let it happen or you don't.
Yeah. I agree.
And then we talk about dogs a lot, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, there's the one guy who comes to church with his seeing eye dog.
Service dog.
And sometimes I stare at the dog, and I wonder what the dog is thinking, as we all do a lot. And it occurred to me that, you know how dogs will just chill in one spot for a really long time?
Yeah.
They'll sit in the corner next to the fire for like hours, just laying there. And you have to assume that thoughts that are going through their head, they think it's them. You know, dogs think about the future. They think about the past. But if the dog is laying there just chilling, you have to assume that they think that that voice in their head is them. They don't look at it and go like, that's not me. You know, like the dog is sitting there. The dog is sitting there going like, what was that noise? And it thinks that that was them saying that, you know,
okay.
it thinks like, oh, I wonder when dinner's coming. And they think it's like them thinking that.
So it's all ego nature.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in church yesterday, we were talking about, you know, someone mentioned that, well, the mind is what separates us from the animal. But yeah. I don't think that's the case. I think overcoming the mind is what separates us from the animal. That higher mind is what separates us from the animal.
Yeah,
it's not just like the fact that we have a mind.
Do you think it's possible? Because I've thought about this, but I have no conclusion or no for sure truth about it. Do you think it's possible that a dog can be trained to overcome the mind in that way?
No.
It'll always be
animalistic. Absolutely. In fact, I grew up with dogs. We had a 100-pound boxer when I was really little named Woody.
Nice.
Male. And then we had a 100-pound Doberman Pinscher named Layla. And she was a female, obviously. And when she was 2 months old, we had a trainer come to the house and train the Doberman. And, you know, obviously Dobermans are one of those attack dogs. They're like a pit bull or a German shepherd.
Yeah.
And the trainer was, like, very professional. He did something called box training. So you have a little apple crate. You know the apple crate that we have the camera on for church?
Oh, yeah.
Those little apple crates. So you put, like, grip tape on the top. And that's the dog's home. Pretty much. So any command that you give it is based off of the dog sitting on that box. So he was explaining to us the difference between males and females when it comes to Dobermans. They're very specific in how you train them. And he said, you know, if this was a male Doberman and it was misbehaving or disobeying, you have to give it some physical. You have to, you know, hit it in the neck. You got to shock it. You got to do something with the males because they're so aggressive. If they're not taught from a young age that I'm the boss, they'll try to dominate you.
Oh, interesting.
But the females, he said, will act like they're obeying you, but secretly they'll be distracted by other things.
Oh.
But the males won't do that. Like, if the male looks like he's obeying you, he is.
Oh, okay.
But the female will look like she's obeying you.
That sounds pretty familiar.
But, right, doesn't it? But she'll be thinking about other things. So she'll try to, like, you know, you can't always tell with them.
Yeah.
And it just made me think because, you know, similarities.
Do you think a dog could, you think it's possible that if a owner knew how to help the dog think logically, it's possible?
No, I don't think it could do it on its own. Like the owner can help it, but it'll always rely on the owner.
Reason why I ask, meaning like rely on the owner as it being trained as a trainer.
Yeah, once that particular owner is gone, the dog's not going to keep thinking logically.
Okay.
Like it always relies on demands.
So it only is obedient based off of a training, not of like an understanding.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And dogs, prefer that. They, dogs go crazy when they're not given that structure and that discipline. They want to be told what they want to be told what to do. Another thing about the animal nature, you want to be told.
Yeah, what to do. I always wonder. Not always, but sometimes I think about before the fall happened, like back in the biblical time, Adam and Eve, like when God created the animals before he created Eve. So the animals came first. So I wonder if the animals are over the... Never mind.
We have dominion over the animals.
But the animals said, Adam came and then the animals came before the fall. And then, but I wonder what the animals' behavior was before the fall. Like, were they like dumb as they are now? Or were they like, did they have a different type of consciousness that nobody knows about? Because then they say monkeys had this like weird consciousness that, you know, so and so. But I also see on like TikTok and Instagram, these animals doing like these like abnormal animalistic things that it doesn't seem like they would know how to do. So I'm not entertaining the fact that an animal can have a certain level of consciousness, but I just wonder like, what was it like before the fall? Because when the fall happened, everybody was cursed into our animal nature, right?
Right.
But were the animals cursed into the animal nature, or was at some point they had like a little bit of something that we just don't know about? Because I can't describe, maybe somebody could help me, but I can't describe some of these videos I see on TikTok of these dogs doing these like things that are just too smart for people to do, or they're just trained really well. I can't tell.
I would assume the latter.
They're just trained very...
Yeah, and I think, you know, the animals before the fall are just like the animals now. We're the only ones that are made in the image of God. The animals aren't made in the image of God.
That's true. But do you think that there was some form... Do you think animalistic... I wonder if animalistic even existed before Satan even came around. Like, meaning like that nature. And if people don't have... Now I'm going into like conspiracy theory. But if people don't have an animalistic nature, do animals have an animalistic nature? Not an important question. But it's just interesting. It's just interesting how it all works. But anyway, let me see your guys' chats here really quick. Peace, there was no death. Animals weren't killing each other. My cat thinks he was created in the end. And what were animals back in Adam and Eve's day, were they eating each other like they do now? I'm wondering out loud.
They have to. Do you think they were just eating like plants and berries?
That's what I'm saying. Were they eating like the onions and the apples?
Like the movie Holes.
But that's weird though, because it's like if animals at that time were created, so then like two of each, right?
Mm.
If they were created to make more animals, if they were eating each other, weren't there some species that maybe didn't make it to the path of creation, or how? I don't know.
I don't know. Dinosaurs aren't real. I mean, anyway.
Oh, Bill wants to get in on it.
Bill.
Oh, let's go.
Dinosaurs, real or fake?
Real.
Oh, dinosaurs are real.
You heard it here.
I'm with Bill. I think an alligator is the only dinosaur that hasn't been extinct.
I believe it was Mike Snow who said, "I change shapes just to hide in this place, but I'm still an animal." That's a great song.
But maybe not where the animals trying to eat. It says, Chris says, "Were the animals trying to eat Adam and Eve?" I kind of think no. I don't know. But I don't know. I think there was some going on here that we don't know. I don't know. But anyway, my cat thinks he was created in the image of God. Cats are something else too. I don't understand. The cats might be Satan's creatures.
Well, they're cold-hearted. They're cold-hearted.
They don't care about...
They don't care. They're absolute killers. Like, they're absolute predators. All they want to do is, like, kill things.
I saw one cat on Instagram. It was like a little puppy. He like woke the puppy up from the back. He like tapped his butt and the puppy like got up trying to figure out and he just smacked him on the head. I was like, that's evil. What a mess. I don't know if you have more, but let's get to a couple calls.
All right.
And then I also have a story here soon that I want to possibly get your take on if you don't have. As a matter of fact, what we're going to do, because it's 10 on the dot, we're going to take a break like James does. Hassan, if you have a song to play. I don't know what's a good one. Just play anything. We're going to take a quick break, guys, like James does. And then we're going to be back in a couple minutes, and then we'll go from there. All right? Good to go? Not yet? Hold on 1 second. Give us a second. Hold up. And you can call in. We got some lines open. 888-775-3773. There are a couple lines open. There are. Banger alert. Banger alert. Calls are coming in. Two lines open. See you guys on the other side of the break.
They've been listening to funk and it really shows. But we ain't stopping till we 90 years old. Because the groove's still thumping in our soul. What you know about the fat pocket? You know we got it. We on another planet and you need to get a rocket. We can talk about it. See, I've been taking groove pills for weeks. Even my rhymes got the funk in the breeze. Let me tell you about the smooth rhythm, dude. Why you sitting? Gotta be kidding. You like Natasha B. Your book is written and my polyrhythm is fitting at the end of the beat. Stand up, you gotta move your feet and feel the heat of these cold vibes. I don't think y'all understand me. If you know about the groove, could you stand please? These weak needs come alive with the music. So if you got a little funk, then use it. What you know about the groove?
You got a lot to prove. I don't know about you.
Go ahead and make a move.
Tell me what you gonna do.
I need to see you grow.
My heart's on fire with the music in the room.
Well, I'll be dancing soon. What about you? What you know about the groove?
What you know? What you know? What you know? What you know? What you know about it? What you know about the groove?
What you know?
Cause when we do it, get into it, we gon' keep it fun. So get your mama, your daddy, and your granny. Hit the groove with your nanny. Bust a move with your family, yeah. Get on the dance floor and get it crackin'.
Okay.
Feel it in yourself, then get into action.
Yeah.
You can't be waiting on the crowd to move you. You gotta hop up in the circle, then you groovin'. You said you waiting on the remix.
Boy,
this is your moment, better seize it. So gonna cut the doubt, show 'em what you about. You got the juice up in your core now. It's JF.
going on, y'all? We are back. Perfect timing with this banger. That song is called The Groove by Isaac Palmer featuring Joelle Friday. And you can find that song on Isaac Palmer's YouTube channel or by going to iTunes, Spotify. Dude, we're famous. We are famous musicians. Hassan thought he made music. But check that out on Isaac Palmer's YouTube channel or by going to iTunes or Apple Music and typing The Groove by Isaac Palmer featuring Joelle Friday, and you can download or stream that song if you're interested. Amazing. So, I want to get to some of your guys' calls. And then I may have a story that I want to get out. So let's see how the flow goes. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff out of Louisiana. Jeff, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, man, first thing is, you didn't give me credit for Friday's call. You credit Joe and Phoenix and Tony, but I was the one that said Trump didn't get charged criminally.
That's right. Jeff did say last week, and he backed me up, and I needed the help, and he came to the rescue and gave me some facts. So yeah, man, shout out to Jeff.
But the thing I want to call about was I want to answer Major's first question Jeff asked you. The reason Trump is pushing this stuff off is because his primary charter by Jack Smith in D.C. was when I run for president. And D.C. is a Democratic stronghold, so he knows he's screwed there. If he gets elected before he gets charged with that, he can pardon himself.
Can you put Sean on as well? You're also here with Sean, Jeff. I forgot to mention. You're on with Joelle and Sean. But say that. I'm sorry. Say that last part again.
The main reason Trump is pushing his cases off is because the one that will prevent him from running is charged by Jack Smith. It's a January 6th crap, and that's in D.C. That's gonna be a Democratic jury.
Interesting.
So he knows he's screwed. He will get convicted regardless. If Jesus himself come down, say you can't be convicted, he can get convicted because it's Democrat up there.
You know anything about that, Sean?
Yeah. I mean, I you think. Is it true that he has the ability to pardon himself?
After he gets elected, that'd be a federal case. There should be. I think he'd be able to pardon himself.
Has anyone ever done that before? Pardon themselves?
I don't know, but I mean that's what the push the laws. But even if he's not able to, if he gets elected, they won't pursue the charges afterwards because the only reason they're pursuing the charges is keep him from running because they know that they cannot beat him.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, that's the whole point. They're
and all of these cases happen, you know, it's not a coincidence that they happen to be in D.C. and New York and Atlanta, you know? They're not going to try to do these cases in, you know, West Texas.
Yeah. But the next thing is they waited to charge all these cases. They've had all these charges. Well, take it. Eugene Carroll, whatever name is. That's over 30 years old. They're just now found it's a year before he runs for re-election.
It's definitely not a coincidence.
No, I mean, and all the January 6th stuff, they know about this since January 2021.
Yeah.
They're just now able to prosecute it.
Is there anything that you don't like about Trump?
He needs a better hairdo. I don't know.
He's doing the best he can.
I mean, as far as his policies, no, there's nothing I don't like. I mean, he's fair to everybody. He's fair to blacks. He's fair to whites. He's fair to everybody. I mean, he has said he didn't want the people from the Middle East coming over here until they were vetted.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not stupid. That's not racist or nothing else. That's just America first.
But there's so many reasons why he's not taking the action, that he may not be taking the action that people want in order to prove that he's innocent or whatever. There's so many reasons why that people don't know about. But it's crazy to me, and let me know if it is the same for you, Jeff, It's crazy that people can just jump to conclusions and automatically call him guilty or treat him as if he's guilty when, for one, there's nothing to prove that, and for two, it's just insane type of accusations. What do you think?
The reason it is because most people, the younger generation, just are on YouTube and Facebook and all this crap, and they see what the algorithms push out, and Mark Zuckerberg's already said he pushed out the algorithms that fit his narrative best. Then when you have the older generation that are voting, all they watch is CNN, MSNBC, and all that crap, and there's not no neutral news source out there
as far as
MSN. You either got Fox News, far right, or you got MSNBC, which is far left.
Well, you know
then you got people like Rachel Maddow on TV saying, well, we're not going to talk about Trump because we're not spreading no lies.
Right. And you know what's what's great about... Well, finish your point, Jeff. I keep thinking you're done. Go ahead.
So all that is when people watch that, they say, well, they're not going to tell no lies. So they ain't written something false about Trump. Trump must be bad. That's all it is.
Right. And the unfortunate thing... I was just talking to a family member about this yesterday, is that I'm grateful for, like, the internet has a lot of things that can be, you know, bad for the people. But the internet, I'm so grateful, and God bless the internet, because what it's doing is it's giving a platform for people to put out an alternative view. Like, the mainstream media, as we all know, have so much control over what is put out and what people believe. But the internet has no... For the most part, it's free reign. So you can say what you want, and you can go to the internet to find the truth. So I'm grateful that the internet is becoming as big as it is, because people are actually transitioning from mainstream media and getting a lot of their stuff from the internet.
But the thing is, though, is about people like Elon Musk, we screw up front, too. If you think about YouTube, think about how many times one of y'all's channels got demonetized or had a strike against or something else. We just said some word they didn't like on YouTube.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, for the most part,
they're controlling everything. I mean,
yeah. But at least at this point, the truth is still able to get out, because everybody has the opportunity to jump on a video and speak what they believe to be true. And not everything on the internet is true, of course, but this is like the only time that we're seeing an alternative view being able to get out there. You know what I mean? So it's I appreciate the internet as it is right now.
Well, man, I'm 42 years old, and I'm gonna say it this way. It's gonna be like it was when I was a kid. It's getting like it was when I was a kid. We didn't have the internet, you know, we had a book report there when you learned something about history. We didn't go to the library, we'd get what they call an encyclopedia, and we had to read or so.
Right.
It's getting like that again. If you want to know anything true, what's going on, you don't have to wait until something gets published or read it, because
right,
they're not putting nothing out true. They're pushing narratives. And I mean, it's sad when we got a world living in. I'm going to tangent it. But the other thing I want to comment on real quick, if Mays knows Trump cheated on his wife, and she cheated on her husband, because I don't know why she would know if she's the one Trump cheated with.
Right. I didn't hear. Repeat it, please.
The only way Mays would know if Trump cheated on his wife if she's cheated on her husband, because the only way she would know is if she was the one he cheated with.
Well, I wouldn't go that far to make the accusations like that, but...
I'm not making accusations. What I'm saying is, you don't know if somebody cheated unless you were the one that did it with.
It's still kind of an accusation, but I get your point on what you're saying. It just for the channel's sake, I get what you're saying. But that's an evil thing that she's doing, and maybe she don't realize, maybe she does realize, whatever, that she's even making the assumption in that way. Because how do you know? And for two, it's none of your business. And for three, when you say those things, you're basically being open and admitting to deceiving the people. So it's an evil thing. And I don't understand why she can't see. And I think she does see that she's doing that. But for whatever reason, she likes to have this judgment. And it, like Sean's saying, to feel good or whatever it may be. But
that's another thing you could say about the internet, too, is if people get all this knowledge from the internet. Like Hake says, you know, facts aren't truth. You know,
right.
People get all this knowledge from the internet, but it doesn't do them any good because they don't have the wisdom.
Right.
So they look into these stories about Trump and they see facts about this, that, or that, and they just jump to conclusions and conclusions. Yeah. But there's nothing.
That's
knowledge,
a good point.
The excess of knowledge we're getting from the internet is driving people crazy.
That's actually a great point that Sean is making. If you guys are not hearing it, it's a great point he's saying because people with wisdom would know not to make a decision based off of something they don't know, right?
Yeah.
If you're just going to make an assumption based off of Trump, oh, Trump's cheating. If you're making an assumption because of what you read or what you heard, the true spirit within you would know, the wisdom would know not to do that, that's wicked because you don't know it to be true or not.
And that was one of the things I heard in Jesse when I first started listening to him that I didn't hear from anyone else is he only tells you things that he knows to be true.
Right.
He won't venture into things he doesn't know to be true.
Right.
It seems simple, but he's not going to, you know, speculate or tell you things that he doesn't know to be true.
Right.
He hasn't found to be true
right.
for himself. Like, a lot of people don't do that. A lot of people talk about things they don't know. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
You know, they talk about things they don't know anything about, you know, but they don't have that wisdom yet.
And not to bash too hard on Maze because Maze is I like talking to Maze and she seems to have a decent attitude, but it's also important to point out Maze to recognize that regardless of the attitude that you have or whatever you call it and you're nice and stuff like that, but to do that is pure wicked evil how you're jumping to conclusions like that. And you know, anyway,
do the sound prayer.
That's enough. Go ahead, Jeff, any last words before we move on?
Well, man, I'm going to let y'all go. I don't want to hold your call up. I know if you're trying to get on.
All right. Appreciate it, Jeff. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Jeff. Anyway, we don't need to harp too long on that. Let's go to William out of California. William, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, man. What's going on?
All is well. You're on with Sean and Joel.
Oh, yeah. What happened to James?
James is out today. I'm filling in.
So you
don't sound so disappointed, William.
Oh, no. Big deal, man. All good.
Right on.
Did anybody catch the shooter in Philly that, what was that, yesterday or something?
I'm not too familiar.
I mean, I know we got our show off. I know we jumped offline, off track, you know, this morning with allegations of whatever
his
girlfriend, boyfriend did what, you know, because to tell you the truth, that debacle you had earlier in the show don't make any sense because Donald Trump is going to be the nominee. And Jeff in Louisiana is right. A lot of the charges will be pardoned by itself. So
eat your heart out, Maze. You heard it from William.
Yeah, you're about it. You know, you're real new. You think that stuff even matters?
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
You got a lot of noise in the background, William.
No, it's over with. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
You got a lot of immature thought. I mean, just for somebody to be wrong is one thing, and then somebody to sit up and hope you're wrong is just evil.
Yeah.
You know, and none of that stuff calling in now about what he did. Stuff is old news and nothing's going to happen to the man over it. He's definitely 100% going to be the Republican nominee.
Interesting. Well, we shall see. It's definitely coming up a lot quicker than what I was expecting.
Heard,
so
yeah,
we just
I mean, you know, you ever heard somebody say, damn what you feel?
Right.
Don't matter.
100%.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, William. Any last words before we move on?
Oh, man. That just looked like we thawing out a little bit out here in California.
Yeah.
It's warming up just a tad much. It's still colder at night, though.
Yeah.
But pretty nice day up here in the Bay Area.
Oh, I love the Bay Area too. The weather over there is always nice. SD.
Yeah, it's a little bit more like kind of East Coast like.
Nice.
Yeah, a little bit more wind than LA.
Right on. Right on, William. I appreciate it. Call me again or call Hake again.
All right, man. Like I said, man, don't even worry about that stuff that you're hearing about him because none of it matters. You don't see him jumping, hooping, and hollering about it.
Exactly. Good point.
You know, you're sitting up hoping somebody's guilty or something for what? Because you know you're going to win.
Yeah, they're scared.
It's just called winning.
Right. Right on, William. Appreciate it, man.
Talk to you later.
All right. Let me get to Pete really quick, and then I'm going to get to the story. I'm getting to it really quick. Hold on 1 second, Pete. Let me make sure I say this because James wanted me to read these. James got some coffees, and I want to make sure I read his coffees on his show. So John Zimmer sends Hake a good amount of coffees. I don't know if he ever mentions how much, but a nice amount. Right on, John Zimmer. He says, Joel doing Hake and JLB well. Awesome. Joel 2, caller 0. Nice. Right on.
Winning.
Appreciate it, John Zimmer. C on C. Samson captured by the Palestine. Uh-oh. I'm not sure what that means, but right on, Sion. Samson captured by the Palestine. Appreciate it. Lin Yan Chin, the calm and honest way Joel handled Go Hey Joe Kenyon and Toenail Tony reflects fine inner stillness. He has awakened the magical Negro status that Jesse encourages, unlike that woke lie of a movie. Right on, Lin Yan Chin. I appreciate it. The kind words. But the Toenail Tony, I'm dying. Lin Yan Chin, the Prance Report. Blah, blah, blah. I can't read anything else. And at one time, you lost me, Lin Yan Chin. You're sending the wrong things to the wrong person. But we appreciate it, Lin Yan Chin. Hake appreciates it. Amazing stuff. How's the chat doing? Joel gets 10% of Hake's coffees. Let me see. He pushing. Let's go to Pete out of AK.
Alaska.
Pete, welcome to the show. You're on the air with Sean and Joel.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Yeah, it's not Arkansas. No.
I know. I almost said it, Pete.
I felt it going on. Anyway, I was just going to call him. I heard you guys make a question about dinosaurs there, and then I realized I was lagging behind a bit, but I was just going to say it was unfortunate that we're nearly out of dinosaur poop. We've got to go solar. shout out to Maze. I think her, maybe some, I mean, just everybody really ought to take a look at that character Baphomet and what that all represents. And you can kind of see it running parallels with the way the narrative, so to speak, of evil runs parallel with what that all represents. You know, it's worth looking into as opposed to tearing down somebody who's trying to stand up for, you know, the beliefs that kind of gave us our freedoms and founded the country of Christianity. Love it or hate it, it's that's where our rights kind of originate from. And if you ain't willing to stand up for that, you're not willing to really stand up for your rights. But those kind of get abandoned right and left as it is. But I did have a quick scenario for you guys I wanted to run by. I was going to run it by Jesse, but I don't think I'll be able to catch his show tomorrow. So
all right.
I've been working this night shift for the last month and a half or so, and the wife of the guy that hired me on to help him had a friend come in. I just was overhearing him, and the gal said that when she came in, she was upset and distraught, and she said that she had to save her son with a Narcan. He was overdosing. She had to save him for a Narcan. It's the second time she's done it. I hear Jesse say quite often that, you know, sometimes you got to love him enough to let him go. And I was wondering what you guys thought about, I mean, I know neither of you are fathers, but, I mean, what do you think the course, I mean, if it was your own child, imagine.
Yeah.
And it's a second time, you know, maybe more, who knows, but, second time she's had to do it. I think it's kind of enabling rather than, you know, not, kind of sucks to say that, but to just, I mean, if he's that deep into his hell and you can't save nobody, I mean, you guys think that's the right approach is to just let him go to his ways or...
How old is he, the kid who overdosed?
In his late 20s.
And he lives with the mom?
I don't know that he, I don't know details that deep. I just overheard her being distraught and speaking of it. And I thought to myself, I mean, I have a son and I love him dearly, but, if he was that lost in that, those habits, I don't know that there's anything I could do for him.
For the sake of time though, Pete, what question are you asking?
Just what do you, I mean, do you think that's the appropriate, approach to continue bailing him out of his house?
Well, I'd have to know a lot more about that particular situation. Like, is he living with the mom, you know? But as far as your involvement in it, you know, if you...
I have no involvement in it.
No, I mean, like, emotional involvement in it. You overheard it, and it affected you enough to think about it and call in.
Sure, I guess.
Right.
I'm just reflecting on, if it was my son, I'd probably just let him go to his misfortune, really.
Right.
As opposed to bailing him out, because it's just an enabling behavior. I just wanted to see what you guys thought about.
And like I said, I need to know more about that specific situation, but if the kid is 29 years old, let's just say, for the sake of argument, that he is living at the house with the mom, then yeah, you know, letting him go live on his own, make or break it is...
Yeah,
I just didn't want to be too harsh.
What did he overdose on?
I don't know. I would suspect fentanyl. I mean, that's what everyone's dropping dead to these days. But
wow,
there's a bunch of Narcan warriors out there packing that stuff and saving lives, I guess. But
I agree.
Joel,
though.
Do you play instruments at all?
No, but I do have an interest to learn the drums. I've always wanted to learn the drums since I was little.
Well, that was a popping tune at the break, man.
Nice. You liked it?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Right on.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for your time. Be blessed.
I appreciate it, Pete. Thank you.
And everybody ought to look into what that Baphomet represents, and it ain't pretty.
All right. So, we'll do.
Have a great one.
All right, you too. If what Pete is saying about the story, like Sean said, it's hard to tell when you don't know the full details, but if this kid is caught up in these things and he's repeating it, oftentimes the people, and I've seen this in my own family members or people I know, oftentimes when you enable them, like Pete and Sean is saying, they tend to go deeper into it because they're not facing the reality of what will happen if you don't get your life together, if they always have somebody there protecting them and comforting them and throwing a blanket over them when times get hard. When they're out there in the street or wherever they are trying to figure out for themselves, they have no choice either to die or get it together. But sometimes some people need that choice. So, but it sounds like Pete knew that's what he should do. But anyway, with a little bit of time we have here left, not that little, but do you have anything else that you wanted to bring up?
Real quick about Jeff's call, and about just the way you and Hake sometimes talk about Trump and like not focusing as much on the policies and more of the spirit of his message.
Mm-hmm.
And not focusing on his personal life, but just like again the spirit of his message. If you something I say a lot is, if you take like the five biggest issues that actually matter to Americans, that actually matter to this country, like foreign policy, energy, the border, crime.
Right.
He is on one side of those issues, and everybody else is on the other side.
Good point.
He takes a simple, strong stand on every single one of those issues. Foreign policy, America first, border, shut it down, energy, we have enough liquid gold under our feet, let's drill here. Crime, he's not soft on crime, obviously, tough on crime. He takes a very simple, strong stance on all of those things. So policies aside, personal life aside, there's only one person out there taking these, saying these things, saying these things.
Let me ask, do you think that those things that he's actually doing are the most important ones that society need to function properly?
They're the most they're the four or five most important for America, like the priorities,
right?
You know,
right.
Not trans,
the
not
things
trans,
that people,
not bathrooms, not who's using the bathrooms,
right?
Not what gender is
right.
using the bathrooms. It's not right. It's not any of the things that they're talking about.
But it's the things that what you're saying, the things that are keeping the country people safe. People trusting that they're gonna be fine.
Yeah,
like all the proper things that people would appreciate if it got out of hand. See, that's the thing is that people aren't realizing is that if it gets out of hand, they're going to wish they had. It's like the people who wanted to fund the police, right? Let something happen where they need the police, but can't call them, right? So it's like that's the whole thing is that that's what people seem to miss. They just haven't.
Yeah, and he seems to understand the job. You know, he understands the limits of his job. He's there to do a specific thing and not to overdo it. You know, just to make it, you know, they say America is the, you know, people who trash America and say it's always been racist, it's never been the greatest. When was America ever great?
Right.
So I heard someone say that America is the nicest house in a bad neighborhood. And it's always been, you know, it's always been the nicest house in a bad neighborhood. Like you could say, the house has issues, you know, but it's the nicest house in a bad neighborhood, which is the world.
Right, right.
And he has his finger on the pulse of what, like, the average American, that's why he talks the way he talks, is because he's speaking to common Americans. He's speaking to everyday Americans. He's not speaking to the elites. He's speaking to he's speaking to the everyman.
He's speaking their language. Speaking the language.
He's keeping it simple so that it's easily accessible to everybody. Yeah. And he is focusing on what actual people want to focus on.
Yeah. That's such a good point. That's such a good point. And I think that, like, on top of it, people tend to miss like the part that everybody who's emotional or overreacting want within themselves is to be tougher, to be stronger.
Right.
But then when they see it, they don't recognize it as what it is. But I love that about Trump too, is that like how solid he is about different things. And you can't get things done if you're not that way. You can't get any of that done because people don't respect you.
Yeah.
And you got to be, you have to, people have to have a reverence to you. And people also kind of have to not like you in order for you to even get the job done, because how are you going to get anything done if nobody, you know, believes you, takes you serious? So great points. Great points about that. Eat your heart out, Joe Maystoney. Right on. So I wanted to get your take on this. You can tell me what you think. So I don't know where it was, but, and you can call in, guys, 888-775-3773. There are lines open. And send Hake, buy me a coffee. So that way, I could read them. I don't know where it was or who told me, but there's this thing because the Oscars was, I think, like 3 days ago or like last week sometime.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize, I don't really watch the Oscars or the Grammys or anything like that. And I haven't watched it for a long time, but even before, they were always kind of bad. Like, something was always off. But now it's insane, like, what's going on and, the, like, the rules that they follow. There's this new thing called diversity and inclusion in Hollywood. I don't know if you heard about this thing. And I found out by looking up a little bit more about it, what it is that they've been having this for, like, the past, like, 3 years, but they really started enforcing it this last Oscars, this last Oscars. And I want to explain to you guys what exactly this diversity inclusion in Hollywood means for actors and producers and whatever, even in the employees, even interns, what this means for Hollywood. So I'm going to read a few things. Bear with me. It says, the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts and Science announced a new representation and inclusion standards for the Oscars. Eligibility in the Best Picture category. So these are the requirements in order for your movie to be in the Best Picture category. It says, as part of this initiative, these standards are designed to encourage equitable representation on and off screen in order to better reflect the diversity of the movie-going audience. The movie-going audience don't care. They just want to see a good movie. But the aperture, it says, the aperture must widen to reflect our diverse global population in the both creation of movie pictures and in the audience who connect with them. Submitting to a confidential Academy Inclusion Standard form will be required for the Best Picture consideration. However, meeting these thresholds will not be required for eligibility in the Best Picture category until 2024, so the last Oscars. So this last Oscars that happened last week is where this inclusion thing was introduced. And the people who weren't a part of the inclusion thing did not get nominated for the Best Picture. Insane. But let's go on. It says, for the Oscars, 2024 Oscars, a film must meet two of the four standards. A lead or significant supporting actor must be Asian, Hispanic / Latinx, Black African American, Indigenous, Middle Eastern, Native Hawaiian or Pacific Islander, or other underrepresented race or ethnicity. So if you did not have that, one of those in the lead role, not based on if they were good or not, but just based off if they were not of color, then they weren't nominated in the Best Picture. So that was one thing. If the cast, right? So this is if the minor roles, this is just the people who have one line, two lines, three lines, whatever, right? If at least 30 of the actors in the movie, in the more minor roles, are not at least women, racial or ethnic groups, LGBTQ+, or people with cognitive and physical disabilities, like people who are deaf or hard of hearing or, you know, Down syndrome, blah, blah, blah. If 30% of those aren't involved, you're not getting nominated for the movie. 30% of people have to be that. Number three, if the main storyline or subject matter is not centered around women, racial or ethnic groups, LGBTQ+ stories, people with cognitive physical disabilities, and blah, blah, blah. If the storyline didn't have anything including those people, not getting nominated for Best Picture at the awards. And the last thing, the last two, is if the creative leadership, casting directors, costume designers, directors, editors, hairstylists, makeup artists, producers, all that stuff, all the behind the scenes people, behind the camera people, if they are not women or racial or ethnic group, LGBTQ+, or people with disabilities, then that movie cannot be considered for Best Picture. And to last but not least, you can't even be an intern. If you're an intern and you're not a woman or blah, 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 then that picture won't even be represented. And I was thinking, like, if anybody who shows up to these to the Oscars after knowing that, your soul is sold. It makes no sense. If you still show up, and this is my opinion, of course, if you still show up after they basically spit in your face and say, I don't care about your talent, your hard work, how much work you put in to be a great actor, A, B, and C, they're blatantly telling you it doesn't matter. We just want LGBTQ and women or whatever in there. And you still show up, you're in Hollywood for the wrong reason. And you sold your soul. It makes no sense to me. And then I started thinking about who's possibly behind this, right? And it's evident and it's clear. Well, I guess I can't say it's evident and it's clear. But as we know, the liberals who push these things, the Black Lives Matter people who push these things, the gays who push these things, and all they want to do is push this agenda because they want it to be equal and right and fair. And I was thinking about my last couple points, and I want to see what you guys think about it. My last couple points is that we gave, there's a point in time for the people who watch movies. Like I watch a lot of movies. And the past like 10 years, movies have completely shifted. Like there was a time period where I couldn't even stand going to the movie theaters, period. Because they were just all bad movies. The horror movies were sucked. Everything was bad. And then I realized that all the movies started to be mixed race. It was supposed to be like white and black couples or marriages together. And the white and black marriages were the couples that didn't even make sense. They didn't even look good together. It was just like one like dark African man and one like European white woman. And it just didn't make sense. But they just put them together because in the name of diversity. And then I realized we gave blacks, we gave those people, the liberals, and the gays, the movies that they wanted, we gave it to them. And they still weren't good. They weren't good. They just weren't good. Blacks have a bunch of movie categories and movies that they made, and they were not good. They didn't even place. And then I was thinking, like, and I have some ones I want to show. I'll show them in a second. But we gave them the opportunity to, with this whole diversity and inclusion, the good actors and the good actresses stepped aside and said, okay, make your movies. And they made them, and they're not good. And they don't even compete against the other movies. And I have proof. But I wanted to ask Sean real quick, do you agree with me or not about how insane this diversity and inclusion
is. Yeah, it's to demoralize people.
Yeah.
You know, the last thing they want is you to be thinking as an individual. You know, they
right.
want that group mentality in your head at every chance that they get. Every chance that they get.
Why do you think that they blatantly say, if you're, it's really against the white people, but if you're good and talented, you can't, you're not being fair.
Yeah, and it's, we were going to report on this earlier last week. White women are part of the minority list. So
yeah.
It's really just white men. It's
yeah,
really just straight white men.
Yeah.
So, and it's also the diversity quota is like Oppenheimer won.
Yeah.
You know, best picture, I think.
Yeah.
And it's a completely white cast, but they fulfilled those certain criteria off screen. So because, you know, it's not just on-screen diversity.
Yeah.
If you have a certain level of off-screen diversity, you fulfill
yeah.
the certain requirements and blah, blah, blah. But
wow.
They throw around, you know, the word equity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is what Hake would call a commie buzzword, you know?
Yeah.
It's an evil idea. It's an absolutely evil idea. It's anti-American. It's Marxist. Equity meaning equality of outcome.
Yeah.
You know, America's all about equality of opportunity. And equity is about everyone ends up in the same place. That's why people use the word equity and not equality. First of all, like, you know, Kamala Harris, Biden, the whole administration, they use the word equity all
yeah.
the time. Equity this, equity that. It means equality of outcome. Everyone ends up in the same place.
That's insane.
Not everyone has the same opportunities, but everyone right. ends up in the same place.
Same place. So like a socialist type of...
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And... And it's evil.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say something, but forgot.
Why do you think that they blatantly are okay with knowing that I'm not good enough, but yet it's not fair that you get to still do it? Like, because everybody knows that they're not good enough, because you have to first realize you're not good enough in order for you to complain, right? So, like, what do you think in their mindset, like in the deception, if you can think of, why do you think that they don't just see it as that and they make up these other things?
It's the mama spirit. It's the same spirit that leads us to help out homeless people or to, you know, not tell someone they can make it on their own.
Yeah.
Say, you need help, you need this, you need that.
That's so crazy to me.
Yeah, and they get a good feeling out of it. And that's addictive. They're completely addicted to that feeling that they get when they lift someone up. It's not about the other person.
Yeah.
You know, or else they would let them do it on their own so that they can grow and become better. But
that's a good point. And I wonder if it's the people who lifted themselves up that now becoming mama, right? You know what I mean? Like, or is it people who are like thrown in there, mama spirit, and they're being mama to, they were mama'd, now they're being mama'd. Or is it somebody who feels this weird mama thing, even though they're the ones that worked hard to get there?
You know, that's interesting. I've been watching this guy on YouTube. I won't say who it is, but I've been watching this guy on YouTube. And I wonder if I could talk about this without like doxing who it is. He rebuilds engines. He's an auto mechanic.
Okay.
There's enough out there where they won't know who I'm talking about. But he's an auto mechanic and he rebuilds engines. And he's the best in the country at it. He's like unbelievably good. He built up his entire business on his own. Nice. No one gave him his business. He has the best auto mechanic shop in a particular state that he operates in. And I don't understand a word of what he's talking about. I don't understand machinery, you know, but I watch it anyway because it's so good, and his tone and everything. He's like just so professional. He's got all the best equipment in the place.
Yeah.
And his whole point is to advocate for better practices among auto mechanics. They have such a bad reputation for screwing people over that he gets on this channel and says, listen, this is how we do it at our shop. This is what you should be doing too. You shouldn't be lying to your customers. You shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be that. So this is a guy who pulled himself up by his bootstraps, created a multi-million-dollar business, and instead of donating to other auto mechanics or donating to creating a charity, he gets on YouTube and he says, listen, you got to be better.
Exactly.
He calls them out and makes these very detailed YouTube videos. Say, look, this is what I'm doing for this customer. This is the specific problem that the customer came in with. This is how I'm handling it. This is what I'm saying to the customer. He lays out his whole process and then says, listen, you should be doing it like this.
Right. And the reason I love that, because that's laying it out and saying that if you don't take it this route, you're stupid and you're lazy, pretty much, right? Because the thing is, even with that, it's the work that people don't want to do. It's the work. They don't want to do the work.
Exactly.
And they think, and they know, they pretend like they think that it's not pop. They don't know how, but they're not willing to figure out how. They don't want to put the work in. So it's just a freaking mess. But really quick, because we're running out of time, Hassan, I have some photos in there. You see the photos? I have box office numbers. I have throw them all in, and then I want to start off with Creed. I want to compare these numbers real quick. Box office numbers to the diversity and inclusion movies versus the movies that have white cast in them. Okay, and we're going to compare the difference, and we're just going to let the numbers speak.
Numbers don't lie.
Numbers don't lie. Let me know when you got the... Okay, so this is Creed, right? So we know Creed 1 and 2 and 3. Well, Creed 3 did box office most tickets sold was $274 million worth of tickets, right? So that was Creed, okay? Now we have Little Mermaid. So Little Mermaid was originally a white fish slash girl, but now they made it a black one for the black girls. And that made $569 million, right? So it made like more than Creed and blah, blah, blah. But it's at 569 million tickets sold or money sold, whatever. That's the black version of Little Mermaid. And now we have Straight Outta Compton. You guys remember Straight Outta Compton. That had 201 million dollars worth of tickets sold, right? Straight out of Compton. Now, these are all black movies, black-inspired movies, black power. It's about the black, about diversity type of vibe, right? So those are those. And they did pretty good. But now let's look at the ones with the white cast. Let's look at Barbie. $1.4 billion, not million, $1.4 billion. Two white lead actor and actresses. Actress. Let's look at Top Gun. $1.4 billion as well. Billion. Tom Cruise, white man. $1.4 billion. Okay? Let's look at Iron Man. $1.2 billion. I put it wrong. I meant to put it 1.2. $1.2 billion in Iron Man. And Iron Man has three series, and all of them are in the. They made billions.
That's crazy.
All of them made billions, and this is not because they're white. They're better. They're better. Why is that so controversial?
Better movies.
Better. Yeah, there you go. But they're better. These people are better at what they do because they're not crying for a handout. They're not crying that it's unfair. They're not crying that they're not making enough money. They're not crying that they're competing against racism. They just go out and make movies. If it wasn't for Denzel and Will Smith, I don't even know if black people even be in the mainstream movies. There's probably some other good ones there. There definitely is, and I'm not just thinking of them right now. But Denzel and Will Smith really have, like, paved the way for black people in movies. And among other ones that back in the day that I'm not familiar with, so I'm not saying that there's none, and there's people that paved the way for Denzel and Will Smith, but I'm talking about right now. Denzel and Will Smith are the reason why, and they're not even into the black thing like that, like the other black people are in the movie industry, which is why they do so well, because it's talent. Will Smith is talented. Denzel is one of the greatest to do it, in my opinion, in my time. Talent-wise, work ethic. Not these other people that want the title, but they ain't putting the work in. What did Cat Williams say? I wish I could play it. The people on the juice don't get to say that they're better than everybody else. And that's true. The numbers don't lie. If you're good, you'll make it. Not none of this diversity and inclusion. And if you go to the Oscars and you're an actor, not none, even though nobody's watching, maybe they might be watching Hake. But if you go, you're insane because they hate you. Anyway, we got to end.
And if you watch it, you're getting brainwashed, whether you know it or not.
Exactly. 100%, because they don't care about you. They just want money and power and sex. Anyway, we got to end. This is the Hake Report. Tune in. Switch over to the Joel Friday TV podcast, where I'm going to be talking about some different things. But make sure you flip over, and I'm going another hour, and then American Anchor Baby's coming. Thank you, Sean, for coming in and sitting in and, you know, doing your thing.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, callers. In the chat, amazing stuff. Hake will be back soon, so stay tuned for him this week, if the Lord is willing. All right, y'all. Gotta go. Bye.